After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, my mom's spaghetti. Step on, love some bitches. Get some cheap ass weave.
What are you doing? Are you Snapchatting?
He's Shazamming it.
Are you calling somebody?
No.
You don't get this play.
Are you Shazamming this?
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. I am joined by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Trinita.
What's up, you guys? What it do?
She left the bomber jacket at home this week.
Yeah.
She said, I killed some cows wearing the leather.
But no, you know, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at your girl Trinita. What's that? Mm-hmm. And who are you? What's up with
what
you?
Kind of Illuminati ass? You don't get a commercial. You out here promoting the Illuminati now, like the with the Jesus hand too. That is.
Can
blasphemy.
I give my introduction, please?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, he no longer goes by I Am Warfire. The one, the only Stefan Long Money Wallet.
Yo! Shout out to the noobs out there. Rich Dollars, you know, represent.
I was just going to ask you about that, but, you know, I'm going to get into it.
We can get into it. I'm ready.
Really
okay, Wendy Williams over here. She's ready to sip her tea. Put her glasses on. Let's talk about it.
Let's
talk about young Bianca.
Her and Mo, she, you know, the whole situation because they was fighting because she walked in on Mo recording on her song. Yandy sitting there like, Cardi B just sitting there like, and I'm just like, if you go up in there with your friend, and you leave, and your friend's still staying there, that ain't your friend.
Right. She went for the tea all the way.
Although maybe that is what she's doing. She was like, let me just sit back here, and then I'll report.
She was like, we got the same bangs or whatever, so I'm going to come to the fight or whatever.
She's talking about, you know, but she don't look like she about that life.
With her tongue in her nasty ass
get
mouth
that,
at all times.
Damn.
The sad that was
thing
funny,
is,
though,
the sad thing is people are gonna probably start doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Get bad, dab.
Goodbye, dab.
Dab your head with a damn oil paper, girl. That's what I need you to dab your neck.
What is Cam Newton started?
Cam Newton.
Noobs, I see.
I'm a Cam Newton.
Well, can we zoom in on that? Because you can know, my vision is like 16:20.
Blurry.
I ain't got my Wendy Williams reading glasses today. all right. Yandy has always been messy. Shout out to Marcus on that one. People can't hate on Cardi B. She is bullshitting her way through this show. That is so true. But we can't hate on her because it looks crazy. Like, this is what she's representing to children. Talking about getting married in jail. Married ain't not. This is a bunch of babies. Like, but you know what? We can't get mad at her because she is a product of her environment. And this is generations who have allowed children to grow up thinking like this. It's just crazy. All right,
that
Cardi
was a
B.
Moment. You have to say lie after something like that. You just got to pause and let that sit.
All right.
Let that marinate.
What I want to talk about, though, is who I think should be on the show.
Who?
Sister Hennessy.
I know.
First off,
wait. Sister Hennessy was like this. This is how we got intro'd to Sister Hennessy. Sister Hennessy was listening to Cardi B song. She bit her bottom lip to that.
I start popping that ass.
That's how you know you Cardi B's sister.
Low key, just on looks alone, Sister Hennessy should be on the.
Oh, you was liking that?
Absolutely.
Better her than sister, Norma, because you had your eyes.
Yorma.
Well, but Hennessy, even though her name after a liquid, Hennessy. She don't look like she wetter than Norma. What's her name?
Yorma.
Norma.
It's Yorma.
Norma looked like she did the coke cans and wrap up her hair like.
Girl, what?
Why do you always do that?
What? You
bitch, what do you be doing?
Love and Hip Hop New York? What?
So now you always go to your edge.
Because, you know them edges and whatever.
You do got the baby hairs.
She got the Ashantis.
You know what I'm saying? Little baby hairs right around her. Hennessy, she got that Dominicana sex appeal, though.
Who?
Hennessy. Hennessy. Maybe Mona.
I think so.
We drinking this Coke. It's like we just need. Replace all we need is a little bit of Hennessy.
Yes. Cardi, you know, she was jealous. And that was Cardi B on the song when we came in. So what are y'all thinking about the music that we're hearing out of Cardi
B?
The beat's fire.
I like it.
No. What do y'all think? Because we all know how the beats just, you know what I mean? They're like the girls on the show. They just get around to everybody. So what are you thinking about Cardi's, the sound that she's, because she's about to drop a mixtape soon.
I think it's the sound that everybody's going for right now.
Mixtape? How about an EP? Like, how she got that many songs for a mixtape? You think she really writing that much stuff?
I barely heard anything. Do you see what she looked like? She don't need to write nothing. These dudes will be out here like, yo, you suck my dick. I'm gonna write your whole album, bitch. You will be certified. You think Rihanna got certified in a day? RIAA certified in a day, bitch. Suck my dick and I'll get you certified tonight.
That's all. That's all I gotta do.
Right.
She will.
That's all I gotta do.
Suck your dick.
Yeah,
Mariah's like, shit. 6 minutes, boo.
6 minutes with Rich.
Get the money gone.
Creep squad.
Cardi says, you know, I'm jealous because these old thoughts be posting IG pics trying to act like they be talking to my man in jail. Now I'm like, as if the Peter, Amina, and Tara situation could be worse. Now we have a threesome, foursome situation with a man who's in
right.
prison.
Tommy.
He's an Thomas. Inmate. You were right. An inmate.
They went. So I'm wondering what they're doing. They going to visit him and posting pictures that they took in jail?
Because he got to be getting a conjugal or something, right? Man. What's he doing with Cardi B? How they getting it in?
They're not.
That's
crazy.
They're
having phone sex.
Stop
clearly.
It.
That's
Stop
why the guy
it.
Was like, I'm going to let y'all. Because I can just imagine one day in a meeting, like, this bitch would probably pick up the phone at a nice ass restaurant and he just like, baby, I just got to bust this real quick. She's like, all right, daddy.
So,
And they're like, we're at Fridays. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Pass me my drink.
This
daddy,
my
I like
when
you put it there.
Yeah. She's nuts.
Insane.
She stopped her management meeting
for that.
You know what it is, daddy?
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Thank you.
Right.
She talking about, I love Tommy and I want to get married. I'd rather get married in jail than have white roses and shit.
Right.
She's like, you know what I mean? It ain't even nothing because if Tommy cheat on me, then they just papers.
Paperwork.
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly, Tommy can't afford a ring. Cause...
If it's not that important and it's just papers, why you getting married?
He's
bitch,
like,
you ever seen
what?
The Nanny? Remember the movie, the show The Nanny?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Mr.
Dressing.
Sheffield?
Yeah.
Proposed to her and gave her this. Said, bitch, put this on your ring.
Oh, my God. I ain't seen that, but that's terrible.
I saw that episode.
Anybody who says I want to get married because it sounds like it'll be gangsta.
Real fans.
you probably had it recorded. Well, we didn't have recording back then, but you probably
I'm with you, Jesse. I knew all about it.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
See why we work at AfterBuzz TV? Because we love television.
Yeah, anybody who thinks that it's going to be gangsta to get married shouldn't be getting married.
It's OG gangsta.
No. I mean, that's obvious. Like, this is... I don't even really feel
like this
is a real
gonna
plot.
Like, this bitch going to have pigeons at her wedding.
Right.
Like, release the pigeon.
I don't want no pigeons.
We're like a real thug.
She's like, first of all my niggas, all my bitches invited to the jail.
But one clap going to be too loud.
At the
what wedding are we at?
Or whatever.
Oh, it's man.
We find out oh, yeah, yeah, it's Cardi B's wedding. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yo, they dated 2 months before he went to
She gonna have a silver prom dress. You know, the dress that cups the cleavage and that's like all squishy.
The wedding's like
quinceañera dress. Yeah.
The wedding's like what Cedric the Entertainer described. He was like, you got them sunflower seeds, you like, this is a cold-ass wedding. This is going to be a cold-ass wedding. The strippers come out and start tipping.
They all drinking 40s, right? Like,
it's a cold-ass wedding.
She's like, yeah, bro. I want you to be my maid of honor or whatever because, you know.
She's so wild, though. She'll be like, I can have 2 maids of honors. I can have all my maids of
honors.
All
my maids is honored.
Everybody's honored. You like, okay.
So they only did it for
you. I just have to point this out in the chat that someone said, yo, guys, what do you think of renaming Love and Hip Hop to Pigeons and the Struggle?
Genius.
Who's that? Who said that? I have to scroll back.
I think it should be called Hookers on the Point.
Hugh Fitzpatrick. That is genius.
I want a shirt.
Oh, and Hugh Fitzpatrick gave me a shout out earlier. I wanted to say what up to you, too. it should be called Hookers on the Point. Yeah,
the parole officer is her best man, Sarah. all right. Cardi goes and meets up with
Shaft.
Where we find out that, which I gotta say, I was gonna drag this whole situation, but
Shaft's trying to make some a little change
and something different, because you know all these like thought girls, they be coming out with like leggings or like, you know, like a strap top or something, or like
or
a mixed flavor
sponsor by Fashion Nova,
a mixed flavored spritzer.
They get
or something.
A cut off that teeth whitening thing that
lotion.
They do on Instagram. You know what?
The blue teeth.
Yeah, yeah, the blue. Every girl on Instagram.
They got, what's his name, the gay kid from the New York...
did they? From
Hollywood,
the Hollywood one.
He be...
Teeth whitening. I do this all the time. No, you don't.
Before and
slim,
after.
Slim Fit was great for me. No shade, because I know people. Hit me up for Herbalife, though, if you all want the Herbalife.
You saying?
I'm the plug.
I got that work.
Speaking of plugs, so Cardi B, she had the travel plug, which I thought that was actually kind of genius.
It was called It's Lit.
It's Lit. Like Cardi B's travel plug.
Oh, Lord.
Now, okay, definitely a targeted demographic.
Sure.
But think about it. I actually think this is really genius because here she is. She's on one of the number one TV shows. Mm-hmm. Young kids, what are they always doing? On their phones, traveling. So what do they need? They need a traveling charger.
So when you say targeted demographic, we're definitely talking about white kids ages 12 to 12.
Right. 12 and under.
We want to be the plug white going too. After this.
What?
Ooh, white kids?
Have you been paying attention to the marketing?
No.
Do you know what the number one type of music sold out right now is? Hip-hop. Do you know what one of the number one TV shows is right now?
Love
and also here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys very much. Love and hip-hop. And so what I'm saying is...
You think white kids are messing with us?
Yeah. The little white kids that are like, Mom, spaghetti. Yeah.
Mom, spaghetti. Let me see.
You do kind of got that Eminem going right now.
As a matter of fact, I'm about to be lit off that shit, too. And I'm going to be coming in here with my Cardi B motherfucking travel charger, too.
They need to send us because we really love them. We love the show. We bring them views. They need to send us a few of them little chargers. Because
if y'all want
to
send that to her, you can. I'm cool.
I don't think it's going to work. You're going to be like, damn, the travel charger don't.
No, for us, like one of those, you know, at the CBS when they have that bin where you can just buy the wire to charge your phone. It worked for like 2 days. Well,
and then it's dead. You're like, what the fuck?
It actually drains your battery fast. So in the middle of the meeting, Tommy calls and
she's like, oh shit, it's phone call. You have a collect call from the Harbors National Jail.
New York Correctional Facility.
No, but like, whatever. Here's the thing is I don't want you, you know what I mean? When I get out there, I don't want you doing all that extra stuff. I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna come there and I'm gonna take care of you. You're in prison.
Right.
Like, first of all, you're not gonna be able to get a serious job after that. And well, who knows what you're in jail
we
for.
We know that he's going to sell
he's
drugs.
But that's what I'm saying. Look at Mendici's on the show.
Right.
Well, we know this is a short-lived situation.
Exactly. 2 months.
This guy has
She's
no
talking
hope.
Marriage.
They She's have like, no hope.
Oh, I thought you said no hope. I was like, yeah, there's several involved.
No. Straight hoe.
Straight
but
hoe.
No hope.
So, whatever, I don't know. She was licking her phone and shit. And
I'm
then,
tripping on the fact that Shaft, the manager, if y'all didn't see his teeth, you need to see his teeth.
I couldn't like, because they half of them were gone.
It was like Kindred Spirit with Cardi B's teeth.
Yeah, like, no. They, yeah.
You know, we just keep it live for y'all here.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
If I really threw a drink in Trinae's face, y'all really gonna see what happens. This ain't no Edit 11 hip hop. Trinae?
What?
Don't throw the drink, because it might get all on right, me.
So,
this ain't no juice.
You said he said, don't pour it, because it might get on me.
Oh, my god.
Keep it 100. Shout out to the
man. Ruin that jacket. We always the you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're working real hard making that jacket.
Pretty
we gonna
boys.
We're going to see about them nudes.
Y'all know how we do.
Who's nudes?
Your nudes. No.
Jesse got the nudes.
I was like,
shout out to Cornelia Stradwick in this.
The nudes. Oh, no.
No, we said the noobs.
Oh, because where Cornelia at in my life? Because I need to tell her, bitch, I'm so late. I done found Tumblr. And Tumblr got all the celeb dick pics.
No,
oh, it's shirt up. People, you wouldn't even think, like, why do you even have a nude picture?
Right, right. Geraldo Rivera.
No,
we gotta recall that.
Yep, no, we didn't.
Wasn't he naked though? He was naked.
No,
and
we need to think about that. You know, there were so many other people down the line we could have talked
about. I've never seen the nudes that y'all speak of.
Really? Yep. I mean, I'm still
they
stuck on.
I mean,
session.
When they did come out with that Amber, they came
Which
out
I got
with that,
the group chats.
They came out with that Amber Rose nude, those nudes, and I was Ooh. All over.
Oh, I don't do fish nudes.
No. Smelly right.
Hey, Amber Rose news had dudes everywhere coming together. Like,
although she is kind of, you know, she plays for my team.
And what?
Sticking fingers in booties and whatnot.
Gotta stick the fingers in the booty like gross. Like, I don't know how that came together.
anyways, let me save Stefan.
Right.
So Bianca,
listen, ain't no groceries going on here, Kanyezy. Just so y'all know.
Bianca goes and meets up with Yandy. You know, I'm just really upset. Yandy, like, I don't know how. I don't know how you's in here working with her, and like, that's just mad disrespectful. With his soda on the side, and Yandy was just red her face. She said, "Honey, I own the record.
Just so you know,
what I do with the record and my money,
I'm grown.
My $14 million that I'm sitting on."
Mendici done left, and she really just turned different.
Of course,
I didn't expect to see this.
She got a boss up.
I didn't expect to see it at all.
It's basically like Yandy's in
nothing about Mendici. This is Mona being like, "Look, bitch, you want that $15 million, right?
Let me show you how to get it." No, Yandy's in kind of a mentoring program. She ain't even like a manager. She's got to like train these chicks. It's weird.
Train them to do what?
I don't know.
You train them to set them up.
To be civilized.
To fight each other in time.
Females
That's
in society. Tar can't do it.
She photo shoots Tara's every cleaning week up. On the gram.
Peter ain't even come inside Tar. He came on the side or on her stomach, and she cleaned it up to try
and
to
and put it inside of her. That would be
no,
sick
like
if she
Tara.
Did that.
She Please. Really found like the towel and was
yeah.
like,
"Oh my gosh!" She's like,
"Just rub that thing in there because it lives."
One of those
fellas,
things,
it lives
things
for
you
a
put
few
in
minutes
the turkey.
After.
She got one of those.
The bitch fucking. Did y'all ever see American Horror Story? The witch one.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You remember when what's it? Angela Bassett was doing the pregnancy. That's what Tara be doing up there with the glitter in y'all. There's always going to be a Mo. You need to look at yourself. Maybe you're holding yourself up. I'll give Yandy that. That was cute for her. Moving on.
I thought you'd be mad at the fact that Bianca said, "Yandy's so disloyal." And I was like, Jesse hates that word.
Yeah, I don't do loyalty in reality shows. That I don't even listen to that word anymore. DJ Self. Or as I should say,
MC Self.
Self-made?
I got the juice.
He got
the juice. He had some. Okay, let's talk about those background dancers that were on stage.
Girl, I put my head down when I heard that song.
What the hell was going on? That looked like the United Nations came together. It was weird, ain't it? Or like the, what's the YMCA dudes? The
Village People.
The Village People. I was like, who has he got on stage with him? DJ Self.
The only place
you
could get was Escolitas, the gay club down. which, shout out to Escolitas, that was my shit. Okay, so DJ Self is an artist. The song was called I Got the Juice. Now, I actually thought it was going to be like a beat and Cardi was going to come on it because I thought this was going to be promo for her commercial. I got the juice to plug your phone in. but instead, Self and Rich, they go outside, they lean against somebody's Maserati.
I know, trying to act like it was their car.
I was just waiting for someone to be like, excuse me, I have to move my car.
They're like, is it okay if we can borrow
Valet's
your car?
Valet's like, you guys aren't supposed to be in this area.
Right. Or like, so, hey, Nick, They're gonna be like,
fuck you doing that motherfucker. Right,
right. No, because it was weird. He's about to try and get into an Uber. And then you leaned up against the
I missed the Uber part.
The take, it was like an outtake that didn't get deleted.
No, that'd be the shade that Mona be like, no, leave that in. We need them to look like some bum ass niggas.
He is a bummy ass
well,
nigga.
They did a great job.
Can't stand him.
I'm not here for Peter's toes either, girl.
So they leaning on a whip. What's going on?
Leaning self on is the a whip. Side situation in both. I can't. Leaning all right. On the whip. So they leaning on the whip. Rashida comes out. Rashida, Rich, Self, they're talking about, you know, Mariah. She's working with Rashida. And Rich is like, well, she was over chilling talking to me. And then they're like, well, you know, but she's with Cisco. And he's like, well, she was over here trying to talk to me. 6 minutes it happened.
6 minutes.
Yeah, he literally said 2 days ago, and what's crazy is they giving us that early cut like 2 days ago, and now you with Cisco?
Right. Well, what's more crazier is that Rich talking about, I'm disgusted by Cisco. You're disgusted. I'm disgusted that you're breathing.
Shout out to the noobs, man. Don't let them get you down, Rich Dallas.
Well, no, did you have some noobs, like friends that was like him?
What the fuck know, is a noob?
A noob from a Kappa, you know?
No, I don't.
No,
they're Negroes
under
pressure.
I'm real Greek from Greece.
Negroes under pressure that excel. Just so y'all know, shout out to the noobs.
No,
if you don't know what a noob is, you're not affiliated.
It's sure like
not.
He hasn't given up that. He hasn't given it up. You know, usually you know. No, you're just, in your
there's
20s,
just a there's just a certain swag that comes along with you know who you are.
Why are you guys bringing this to something?
Jesse, can I?
No.
I don't know what a noob is.
He's killing me, too. I'm watching him, and he's killing me.
Caitlin, thank you. I don't know what the 6 minutes is from, either. This has to be the pettiest after show. Yes, we are, girl. Do you see what we're watching on television? I'm just like, every time I watch this show, I'm going to explode by the end of this fucking season. Mona wants to kill me. I think that's why she created this show. So she's just like, y'all want to rag on my show? Let me turn it up for y'all. Because, bitch, we got Mariah out here trying to call Cisco. So what does she do? The only thing a hoe knows how to do, call the other dick.
Right.
She ends up at Rich's hoes talking about, Rich talking about, oh, well, you know what's so funny? This is just so ratchet. Everything about this. Your second dick piece talking about, oh, as I'm leaving the jail, Mariah's mom coming in. Talking about, hey, ain't you fucking my daughter? What?
That's like, wild. That's wild. That right there was wild when that got said.
Like,
that
if
like
that's the fact, and we've seen her mama, so we know that's probably true.
No, and then flip flop right. Just coming out like,
hey!
But the fact that you said,
looking like a hungry hippo,
you're fucking my daughter out loud.
It wasn't even fucking. It was actually more slang than that, which is even more like, bitch, you from Asbury Park. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
it was like a proud moment for her. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to say.
I'm not going to do nothing in case it's affiliated.
Right.
I already know we're knocking on my door.
I was laughing at Ra from earlier when she got all
who?
Frustrated. Ra. What? Rashida. And she
that's
said,
my mind in that. Go ahead,
and she said, who is not fucked rich?
She
well, I'm asking, bitch.
Probably.
You should be talking about.
Right.
Am I the only one that has? Because
right.
I'm looking at you like,
you next up
or passed up?
Right. Nobody
want
that.
Mariah fucking over here sexing Cisco up
he
now. She done left
that.
One dick, went back to the old dick. She up here talking about. You know, I'm realizing that my feelings for Cisco are stronger. Really? Maybe that's because Rich fucked you for 6 minutes
right.
And was like, bye.
Bye.
And I'm
and
not
now
gonna manage
like,
your career
shit.
After you begged him.
Right.
Skedaddle.
After you begged him.
But my thing is, when she met up with Rich, you really gonna sit here and say, so you telling me it either has to be business or personal, and this bitch chose 6 minutes of personal time versus business?
She didn't have a choice. Rich Port grabbed the alcohol
like,
and was like,
either
this is all it is.
Or the door.
This is all you get.
Bitch, you should have walked your ass
off. What's she talking about? I was hoping Rich would come in and save the day. That's her problem. That's
she
all of your problems.
These,
y'all always want somebody to come in and save the day.
Right.
Sick of that shit.
Hoes. host the show.
Hashtag ain't nobody Superman.
And the thing about it is the way she walks. She's like, Superman is not real. I come to when I'm hungry, when I'm in trouble, and when I need dick. Like, she kind of set it up.
She knows which person is for what.
Exactly.
I want to cuddle, I'm going to be with Cisco. I want to get fucked for 6 minutes and under, I'm going to go to Rich. If I want fucking, who else she fucking on here? Like,
we just don't know him yet.
I thought she fucking the damn lesbian PA that she went out crying to at the end. I'm like, is this the girl that really been trying to get him right, and she just been dodging her? But this the friend that really lasts the whole way through. Yeah. And then we come That's to find exactly out that Mariah has mommy issues and she really is a lesbian.
Oh my goodness, love it.
Next season. So
Mariah's
just like
tell your mom Maury is.
What season was it where the girl? Oh, it was Atlanta when the girl ended up being gay. The assistant ended up being gay.
Who's
Frost? Kirk's assistant ended up being gay.
Yeah.
That would be a twist if Mariah was really gay.
I think Mariah, I think for the track though, the right track, she go either way.
Probably.
I don't even think she need a track
probably already done
on the table. I just think if there's some free offered vagina and she been 2 days without nothing, she gonna have some sushi that night.
I think she talked too tough to be, you know, to lean to the left. I think she, it would have to be something involved.
No.
She's a hoe.
She talks so tough though.
So what? That she makes me think even more. She might strap a dildo on and fuck a bitch herself. Talk about get the money gun.
Get the money gun.
So,
she said, Rich and I are thinking of the past 2 days ago.
Not long ago. Cisco feels that Mariah might be playing games with him. Like, this was too Drake for me. Like, he just in bed like, you know, girl. Like, I just never understand these soft-ass dude pillow dudes who will be out here fucking all these bitches and then be trying to let she be over here playing games with me. Like, despicable me. Sit your ass down. Like, I can't.
He gonna be inspired. He gonna make a track.
Finally, because I ain't heard nothing else.
But it's so sad because these dudes be trying to wife up these hoes, and then they end up looking dumb.
Ain't nobody gonna play Cisco Rosado.
Yep, not playing you on my iPhone. Like, not playing you on my turntables.
What has he produced?
That ain't never made you tough. Cisco's what? I told y'all Cisco was
the only thing
from
I know.
Beginning.
Cisco is like a food processing company that be delivering to restaurants, or it's like, you know, singing about the thought. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that's for all my food industry people out there. A little joke.
My
for
foodies.
You know, my little foodies. Been watching a lot of Hell's Kitchen lately.
He got a lot of beef for Rich though, down deep. It's festering.
I think he's infatuated.
It is.
You're saying Uncle beef
Fester.
And I'm just Cisco look like Uncle Fester.
A younger Uncle Fester.
He's just throwing
like
lobs.
An uncircumcised Uncle Fester.
Oh Lord.
He look like his dick is small as hell.
Yeah.
That's my
and smell like no, and his dick smell like Fritos.
Really? It's like really small, like it's like
it smell like
Fritos, like, and it's just like sweat and slimy. And it's just like
hurry on,
he just looked like he pulls his pants down. You be like, oh shit, I gotta go.
I think I'm
y'all talking about this
gun.
Is making my back.
I think I'm about to grab my money gun.
Get my money gun.
I think I left my money gun at home.
I think
y'all got my
I think
back
I left my cheap ass weave at home.
I think I left my car running. I'll be back.
Did you
I'll
know
be
that
right
Cardi
back.
B has a song with Shaggy? Never knew that.
Nope, she's on the remix. She wasn't on the official one.
And Shaggy
That's
wasn't
why
in the studio.
Marlin was like,
wasn't in the studio.
I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to give it up to Rich because Rich is a Kappa. So, you know.
We're going back to the night.
That into that.
You know, he's got more pull than
your girl,
because you're like giving him.
You know how
but the thing is,
you
you're
down,
giving
she...
him an excuse. Like, that's an excuse for his life. And he's just this old, wrinkled, Yoda looking man who need to sit down.
And then Cisco had the nerve to be like, we gonna get tested.
No, he said, you know, I just feel like we're really getting close. And, you know, I feel like the time is right that, you know, we should just get checked out. Love that they actually had this conversation on this show.
Well, it was contrived by Mona, so she wrote it.
My mind.
She wrote it in there. She
they were
the,
like, look, bro.
She's counteracting the abortion.
Or what if he was like,
how can we write this PSA? Right. Mariah, will you pretend you're fucking Cisco so we can get this line
right.
in?
Right. Where he's like, matter of fact, I have the kit right here. Open your mouth.
It's a fast test. It's a fast test.
Open your mouth. Yo, it's time for me to sweat.
No, it's a rapid test.
Note to everybody out there.
Babe, I got the prep right here.
If you go to any chick's house and she has
get
a kit to get you to test your blood. get run.
Bitch, if they got a kit at the motherfucking house, if they got pills, if they too prepared, you run. Need to be questioning what you're getting yourself all into. Right. Like, that's like 50, there you go, 50 Shades of Grey. When that bitch walked in and saw that room, you walk out. If you for bitch, I can't.
Sarah Simon said Cisco looked like a roll of biscuits.
But like, when you pop the biscuit open, really, you know, and you pop it on the...
I like that.
I was out of town.
I'm a new age noob. You're right.
With my baby
mama. Them old school noobs, they don't know about now. Yeah.
And now here's the other thing.
I don't mind being a new age noob, but whatever that means to y'all.
It means rich, because y'all are out here promoting that. Anyways, Mariah talking about...
You know, the thing is I feel like that's like, you coming for me. I mean, just because Rich is dirty, that's on main Mariah Lindsay.
Bitch, you fucked him for 6 minutes. Do you know what kind of sexually transmitted diseases can work its way on?
And we know how white girls make with the head right away.
Right. Okay. And you're promoting your wholeness on YouTube. You're walking. This video just shows that she needs to be tested.
Her music song video says, once upon a time,
I was a hoe.
And honestly, I'm in it. You sure the fuck are, girl. Congratulations.
Just based on that, Cisco, you should have had this conversation. What are we talking about? You wait until they've been boning for weeks?
So as if Rich and Cisco couldn't be bitch it up anymore, Rich done calls Mariah to come to the bar talking about the 6 minutes of sex, and they're like bragging. I don't even understand that.
Well, she allows it. He only bones her for 6 minutes because he's super bored.
I mean,
he's like, I just wanted to get
because
off,
you know, Rich
bored,
probably does.
Thanks.
Rich is that guy that he just probably fuck every single night. So I don't think he's actually like a quicker picker upper.
The 6 minutes probably was her.
The 6 minutes
was
like,
dry as fuck, and he didn't know how to handle it. He's just like, you know what? This lube, we ain't got no lube.
He was
we ain't got nothing to kind of.
We ain't got no cakes to hold on to.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
No.
There's, you got that little ponytail in the back. They're like,
really nothing.
And
all
I already
the most
pulled
she
that.
Does is use her mouth.
And well, she's looking like Jagged Edge too.
Clearly,
I don't know. You know, Mariah, she might have that fire, that smoking ass head.
That's probably the only the reason why these dudes.
She got
the
Asbury Park pussy. I can't.
Asbury Park. That's disgusting. I don't even know what that is, and it sounds disgusting.
No, I'm not even gonna put myself. I'm not even gonna put myself.
You
out
probably
there.
Pulled down her pants. She got a blue waffle.
Google blue waffle.
I have no idea what that is.
Can you
is,
Google
please.
It on your phone right now?
We're no, just gonna... don't do it, Stefan. Don't do it.
Alexis, shut up. Sorry, I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. But don't ruin this
just
for me.
Just be ready. Just be ready for it, okay?
Everyone, right now, let's just take
what is blue waffle?
The moment to Google blue waffle. Hit images. Three people are doing it in the room right now. I'm going to look at all of it. Stefan's.
First off. Don't ever let that just image enter my mind again.
God, what have you done?
I don't think I can ever... I can't erase that.
Inconceivable!
Inconceivable. Actually,
what
it's the, not.
What are y'all doing to me? Why do you know what that
just
is?
Saying that that's probably...
As a lady, as a woman.
Just, hey... This is real life. This is real life.
This is why it is important to get tested.
Now I have to
and if
erase
bitches got kids at their house, you better be prepared. They ain't gonna take it to the waffle house.
I have to erase
house.
My search history in Google right now. Because I can never have that pop up again by accident. Somebody gonna look through my phone and like,
dear
you
God.
Looked at blue waffle?
I'm loving that looks on the couch. I can't. We have an in-studio audience today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so all of a sudden Cisco shows up.
And you like how Mariah Lynn slid this in? Hello, babe. quick hello babe, nothing's going
hello,
on
babe.
Here this is just the guy I fucked 2 days ago. I'm with you
but my thing
we're
was
together.
How chill she actually was
right.
It was just like, oh, you're a professional whore,
right.
I gotta get this to
Mariah me says before. Why should I tell Rich why should I tell you that I'm dating Cisco because you were fucking him?
Right.
I don't know. You know what
She's
I mean?
Like, I had to break a heart tonight.
Cisco out here talking about let's get checked, and you sitting over here like, it's been so long since I've fucked Rich, so you just letting syphilis just sit up inside you. Like,
this is terrible.
Jesse, you have scarred the chat for life.
The
those four people
scarred.
In the chat are all looking
Not
at it.
Stefan joined Jesse.
There was this one person who was just... look at all these emojis.
CC Freak, Google it. Your name is Freak. You gotta Google it.
Oh, God.
Man, it's horrible.
All right, so Mariah says, Jesse. Why should I tell Rich anything? He ain't my man. Cisco says, I only talk to her to get back at you. Cisco, you're a bitch that you even tried to think of that out of your fucking diary or whatever the fuck.
He had to say something. He was trying to save face. He was scrambling.
Mm-hmm. You cannot save that face. He walked. Couldn't save that face.
He's ambushed because... Because Rich was like, yo, let's me and you meet, man to man, we gonna talk. You show up looking for Rich, and your girl is there.
Be there with the money again.
Yeah, so he's ambushed, and he's scrambling, Doc. He had to come up with something. He's like, yeah, I never loved you.
I just need Cisco to stop wearing cream-colored sweaters. Like,
I faked every
Kangol
orgasm.
We gonna see him with a Kangol hat next
week. That's what he should have said.
He's fucking stupid.
I faked
stupid.
Every orgasm.
Like, I'm
I've
sorry.
Never come before when I'm with you. Your pussy's so terrible. You just gotta start you gotta dig into her right quick.
Yeah, but then it's like, well, you were smashing terrible pussy for that long. Like,
she's like,
he good. He went back to Atlanta with his baby mom. He probably was getting some back.
Probably.
Most likely.
He never misses an opportunity.
Yeah. What happens when you put your dick in a blue waffle, honey? You come out with a fucking smoke sausage.
We can't so ever gross. Bring that up again, ever.
All right,
disgusting.
Cisco says, so Mariah admits that she's... Yeah, I smashed you for 6 minutes. Like, I can't.
Like, who does
I researched it, and I can't. Not that long ago, you was a hoe. That was a good one, Cisco. Mariah leaves crying, even
Wait,
though
before
she tried
she left,
to be strong.
Yeah,
this is
like,
her trying to defend herself. This is her trying to defend herself before she ran out. She said... To Rich, she goes, not once have I ever, except the last time, sat on your lap. I was like, how do you start with not once have I ever, and then say, except the last time, on Tuesday, sat on your lap and did all that. She's wild.
She's very
wild. What are you even thinking about?
Anyway, that's you're a special happens, girl.
That's not once have I ever, except yesterday, giving you some booty.
So Mariah,
well, then you have.
I mean.
That's it. A double
Mariah.
Negative?
Let's pet. I wish I could just pet her head right now.
Why?
Because I felt sorry for her.
Take those three tracks out her hair. Hey, girl. Take these thin ass tracks
gonna
out your
be
hair.
All right.
Sit them down here. Let's just talk. All right. Honey, I'm gonna
redo them. We're going to put at least 6, 7.
Let's get vulnerable. Just take the weaves out and the eyelashes
off. That's how I know
off.
You know no black people you. In your life. Okay, girl.
Let it all out. All let right. it let Let's, it literally simmer.
I want to talk.
We're gonna find you some good blackjack. Okay.
I want to talk to the real you.
take those contacts out. Take those blue eyes out.
Take that butt pad off.
Let's she ain't got really no butt pad.
She ain't got no.
We know she
you ever seen that Instagram thing that going that be going around with that white girl with the flat ass and it be like she danced her ass off last night? That's Mariah. All right, so Mariah goes out crying to her girlfriend, PA, to the PA. That's the only one that listening to her. She's like, I'm only here because I have this wire in my ear
because
and they're telling me not to let you run into this cat.
I felt so bad, though, because she started giving herself that positive self-talk like she probably had to do every time she slept with somebody from... 12 years old.
You didn't get chlamydia. You didn't get chlamydia. You didn't get chlamydia. You didn't get go home. You're going to take a shower. You're going to take a shower.
Fine.
And it didn't happen.
It'll
it
all
didn't
be fine.
Happen.
She's like, the one man that I really trusted with my pussy.
The one man that I really trusted.
This week.
This bitch went around the corner and was looking. Because she need a ride back to Asbury Park.
She has to get
Park.
Her fix, so she probably tricked a few times after that, because it's Lord. Been a while for her.
Sex addiction.
Yes,
I see
exactly.
That.
She's not a prostitute, guys.
I see sex addiction. Speaking of, Peter. So, Peter walks in Amina, sounding like she rehearsing for Sesame Street live rehearsals, talking about,
you're a fool, let him go, there is good without the bad, I weigh it out in my head.
Where are you weighing that, boo? Where are you weighing that? Because you're still here.
You sound like you sing him Frozen, but...
Bitch,
like
the bitch sound
the
like
melted
Elmo.
Version. You got unfrozen.
That's what her voice sounded like to me.
I can't stand her
fucking dead butterfly.
I will not
singing.
Give up on us.
I will not give up on us, Peter. What can be worse than what has already happened? She's pregnant.
Tell me you're lying! Tell me you're lying!
I'm not laughing
you
at this.
Kill my baby
and I couldn't even. Right. I could not. The fact that this is a conversation on Love and Hip Hop, the fact that they're taping this, the fact that I really do believe that Tara really is trying to capture Peter with a third child.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
She's like, you're disgusting. Evil. You're really evil.
But it's true.
I was dying.
Amina, get the fuck away from the situation. And I can't even say that because I really swear to God, this bitch is pregnant again.
She
Sources are saying
she announced
at the reunion that she's pregnant again. I just literally can't. I mean, Peter on damn The Breakfast Club talking about he ain't a bad guy. Right. Amina on VH1 talking about Peter the good man. I'm like, where? Like, look, I'm not denying the fact that if I sat across from Peter not watching Love and Hip Hop and had a beer with him or a Coca-Cola in my own cup because I might get pregnant too, he's not a bad person. He's probably a great guy to have conversation with, you know what I mean, shoot some ball with, even though I don't do that. But, like, clearly with women, not a good guy.
How could he go out in public? Like...
He
was literally on Wallin' Out. Like, I saw him on Wallin' Out a few weeks ago, and I'm just like, how are you?
He was making television appearances?
How are you on Wallin' Out? Like,
did they clown him?
No, he was the one. Maybe they did. I didn't watch
Wallin'
the whole
Out
thing.
Clowns everybody, but they also have a lot of extra snatch. So I wonder if Peter went through there and ran through something.
Ooh, I hope not. Damn, they won't be there next season because they'd be pregnant.
Oh, Lord. I was dying because as much drama as this show tries to bring, when Amina starts screaming, I killed my baby, that was killing me inside. Because that's real life.
Yeah.
Or death, actually. But she really did that shit.
The thing about it is Amina is not an ugly girl. Find you somebody that is cute or somebody that has a real job. What is Peter doing?
Exactly. And that's why I'm just sitting over here. Like, when Amina walked out, she was a bad bitch. I'm like, girl, just don't sing or use autotune or something. But, like, she's a bad bitch. And you over here fucking with Tara, who just literally all Tara has going for her life is that she's fucking Peter.
That's
like, I could see if Peter was over here like you dishing out money. Buying her clothes, doing hell shit. What is he doing for you
nothing.
That you need to dicking be sticking
down.
Around
nothing.
For?
Dicking them down. He's sweeping her floor with his feet, girl. He's collecting all the dust off the floor with his feet. She come home to a clean apartment, and he dick her the fuck down on that air mattress.
He cooking with his feet like Beast and X-Men.
No, absolutely
you know, Beast and X-Men.
First of all, that's unsanitary.
He does everything with his feet. I got you, girl. I got you.
Amina.
It's going to be all right.
Get that big toe up in there,
it's
girl.
It's
going to
be
all right.
Oh, he be fingering her with his toe.
With his toe.
That's
I tried
nasty.
That one time. That's so ridiculous.
Well, she needs to get checked. That's how you get infections.
I was sorry. Too much information.
Infections. That's how you get blue waffle.
Now,
Amina even knows that I'm going to say it obviously once more because you need to hear it in your life. Amina's going to make my bitch slap an English accent into her dumbass. I'm going to clap her in the face so hard Whitney's going to cry out. Tara is her mama. Thank you. I swear to God, Whitney is Tara's mama. I mean, Tara is Whitney's mama.
The reunion, they're going to bring Whitney out and be like, you guys, we really want to just let
the light
you know.
The test determined.
How bad is
Tara,
it?
Tara, you are the mother.
You are the mother.
How bad is it? She sat down with her stepdaughter, and her stepdaughter had to school her and say, listen, it's just too much. It has to stop. You need to have your final talk. She was like saying,
like, I don't even accept these people as brothers and sisters at this point.
I don't even accept my own father as father.
She
He's
knows
out
her
of his mind.
Shit.
Like, I'm just like, Peter, this isn't Adam and Eve. Like, calm down. You don't need to be out here, Noah. Sit your
arm
down.
What the fuck is wrong with Amina? Amina, you're out of your mind, and you're a cute girl.
Right.
Except for the heart on your neck. But everything
and
else
the,
works.
The Yamaha on her side.
I know.
And the Mrs. Pinky.
Some dudes
she
might find that attractive.
Peter
Stevie J. Shout out to Stevie J and Jocelyn's new show.
Peter was probably like, the only reason why it's going to be real is if you get my name tatted on you. She probably has Peter's name tatted on her, too.
Hugh Fitzpatrick. Peter is the type of dude that infects women with the Zika virus. He's a mosquito.
Oh, my God. I don't want to look up anything else. Please don't.
I'm not a Peter fan, but anything beats Nico.
That's close.
This is actually, honestly... really close. I feel like I could sit and have a conversation with Peter. I would be willing to do that with Peter. I wouldn't be willing to do that with Whitney. I couldn't
but
even look
thing,
Nico.
Though.
I feel like Peter's really fucked up in the head, and he'd be fucking these bitches up, like, because he's so mentally fucked. He'd just be sitting there looking like...
Even when he was on Wild
Like, he got Drake syndrome.
Right. What's up?
But the thing with Nico, in the comparison, if we're going to do that, is at least Nico doesn't impregnate all these different women.
Nico.
He did the sex tape. He's a shady-ass motherfucker. But so that's is true. Peter.
Nico's on the DL.
He knocking. Everybody ain't having babies. Nico's on the DL. I believe that, too.
Because remember, I don't even gonna bring his ass.
Look, all I want from this is now, I want Whitney and Peter to sit down and have a conversation. I want to see that conversation. Right. I want to see Whitney look at her dad and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, dad, really? Like, you're embarrassing me on television. First of all, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
You've destroyed every woman on the show because you just make women look like they're recyclable pieces of trash. And then you continue to do this season after season. Are you watching the show, dad? Are you watching the show?
No.
Like, are you really seeing how you're representing yourself? You're stuck on one single that you had a hit years ago.
Oh, Lord.
And the only hit after that is them, all these bitches you keep getting pregnant.
That's the only hit.
That's the only hit he had. Damn,
you know
Corey.
What it might be, though?
What?
It might be that Peter's... You know how guys get stuck in that era when they were, like, the captain of the football team in high school or something like that, and they never can get over it? So he just...
Okay, but, like, 12 children in, you need to get over it.
He's like... That's the only thing I can really offer.
That's all he can.
12 children. Because I'm sure Mina isn't the first abortion.
That's all. Of course not. Of course not.
I'm sure Tara's had like several.
And finally.
Don't want to wish that on anyone.
She had this photo of her and the boys. Like, just really stupid.
Like, girl, bitch out here pouring damn Peter's semen on him, putting glitter on it, doing photo shoots.
She keeps that shit in a little cup.
Yeah,
the
just
house.
Like
freezes it.
Just sniffs it.
You know what she did? Freeze. She probably froze his sperm and then
brought it back up.
Brought it back up.
And now it's time to unleash
now
my
it
plan.
All makes sense. Wow.
I will divulge my diabolical
plan. Release that secret weapon!
Bible Goes to America. Check that one out.
Peter probably would sleep on the air mattress. She like this. I'll get that shit out one way
Shout
or another.
Shout out to Jayla. That's exactly true. She talked to Peter's daughter because she wants to stay in the circle. For
right.
sure.
That's
Let's
scary.
Head into predictions.
Hold on.
Your AfterBuzz TV
it's
prediction.
It's scary, but it's not as scary as Psycho Bitch, who ain't even married to him, trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, and getting pregnant. Such You're not true. Married to him.
She
He's
wants
not
that
your
ring
man.
So bad.
You're psycho.
Right. Yeah.
Tara, you're psycho.
And you're not going to get a ring.
Not
never.
Ever.
So
you,
never going to get it,
you,
never
Charles
gonna
Barkley,
get it.
Carl
never
Malone.
Gonna get it, never going to get it.
Carmelo
gonna
Anthony.
Get it, gonna get
all three of y'all
never
ain't going to get a ring.
Woo, woo, woo.
Never going to get that ring.
Sure not.
She thought.
The ring didn't mean a thing. All right. Next week we got Self, DJ Self, MC Self.
Who's just going to keep shitting on Yorma. And she's going to stay there because.
But it looked like he's fucking Yorma's twin. Look at it.
He's got a type.
Wet a type. Pussy.
Right. It
Such
rolls,
a type.
Rose, we see.
And look, now.
Oh, that was Rose?
Rose.
That was
yeah,
Rose.
That was Rose. She's like, each wet. She, and then she had the nerve to pull all of her clothes out of the boutique.
Oh,
that's a mess. What I need to happen next week is for both the one time in Love and Hip Hop history, I want two girls to meet up and be like, bitch. Oh, we ain't gonna fight over him.
Right.
Girl, you wanna go out and do something? Because you're gonna fight over DJ Self.
Right. One of them's
gonna throw
excuse
me, MC Self. So
MC
and
Self.
And when he goes MC Self, there's gonna be a lot more fighting over him.
Mm.
Yorma, you might as well get out now.
Right.
He's MC Self. When you become the artist, that's it.
But, I've seen
bitch,
DJs.
Not with the fucking Jordan furniture ass chair he got at the motherfucking house.
The ripped up.
The ripped up fucking, lean back couch.
The
like,
lazy
all
boy.
The family. Like,
the
I
lazy boy from 2000.
With all the chains down in it.
Yeah, like, I guess. it's like your grandmother's. It has the side with the magazines and the TV guides with the remote. Remy and Yandy are planning Remy's wedding. And then we get Yandy, Ra, and Remy, a little bit of drama.
Yeah, because Yandy and Ra, they got a little bit of beef.
Nice to meet you.
All right, but I can see two bosses getting, clashing.
Mm.
That'd be nice.
Ra just makes me go to sleep. Rich versus Cisco, and then they allude it like there might be a fight.
And they make up, kiss and make up.
Yeah, like, they just need to have sex at this point. Like, just continue
That's
your
so
diseases
weird.
Within yourself.
You was like a dad to me. You taught me my creep ways.
I looked up to you. And you keep fucking all my girls. Well,
so
they're
I
all
mean,
of ours.
So, like, here's
These
the thing, bro.
Hoes. They for everybody.
But what if Cisco and Rich actually go get tested together? And it's bromance at its finest.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I think Cisco and Rich should just tag team something, high five, and get it out the way.
Mariah, we
get
it together. Be down for it.
Yeah, but they have the chance. Literally, they could have ran one on Mariah. Mariah would have been in heaven. She would have just been like, give me that beer dick. Give me that fucking.
This is predictions.
Yeah.
They probably will.
Threesome?
Yep.
Three's company.
Just menage it and knock it down.
Menage a trois. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Leave us comments down below. Subscribe to us here and also on iTunes. I'm everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
What's up? And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at your girl Trinae.
Yeah.
And Jesse forgot to say, check out our sister network. And especially Jesse's show, The Beat, because it's fire!
Popping! You have to say it's on Black Hollywood Live because no one can read the cup.
Sorry, Black Hollywood Live, in case y'all didn't know. And happy Black History Month to everybody out there because it's on and popping!
Popping. So can we get some, you know what I mean? I can't. Never mind. I ain't even going to try and bring that kind of rationalization into Love and Hip Hop.
You can find me everywhere in social media at I Am Stefan. Shout out to the noobs, yo.
Boom. Till next week, same time, same place. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz and later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.